The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 20, Text 110 and 111, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 17, 1975, in Bombay, India.
Jyoshna Vistarina Yatha Parasra Brahmana Shakti Tathidam Akilam Jagat. We are discussing this verse last Sunday. So, the example is given just like fire is localized in a place, but the heat and light is expanded. The vivid example, we can see the sun. The sun glow is situated in one place, every one of us we can see. And the heat and light is distributed throughout the whole universe. According to our Vedic conception, the sun is moving round. Not the sun is the center. It is in the center of the universe, but it is going down. Kalachakra. It is called Kalachakra. In Brahma Sangita, it is said, Jachakshuresha savita sagalagrahana raja samasta suramurti asesate ja. Jasyagvaya bhramati saṅgrita kāla cakra govindamādipurisham samaham. From Bhagavatam we understand sun is not fixed up in one place, but it is going round. And the whole universal planetary system, they are also moving, making the pole star. So, making the pole star as the pylon. So, we can see the sun is in the center of the universe, but it is illuminating and heating the whole universe. Similarly, Krishna is situated in his own abode, Golok Vrindavan. But by distribution of his different energies, he is all-pervading. This is the idea. When he speaks God all-pervading, he is energy, but he is not defined from his energy. Shakti, shaktimata, abheda. Shaktiman, the energetic and the energy, they are not different. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Krishna said, Maya tadamidam sadvam jagat abhakta murtina. I am situated all over the universe in my abhakta form, not manifested form. The manifested form is Krishna, that is in Golok Vrindavan. Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate. He is distributed all over the universe, everywhere, annantarasam paramanuchayantarasam. He is within the universe, annantarasam. And paramanuchayantarasam, within the atom also. That is all pervading. Sadvam Khalidam Brahma. This is to be understood. The God is simultaneously localized and all pervading. The Mayavadi philosophers, they think materially that if God is all pervading, why he should be localized? Why he should not be? That is answer. God is not under your dictation. He is all-powerful. He can do so. Remaining in his own place, he can be distributed. He can distribute himself everywhere. Annantarasam paramanushayam. Advaita yachyati anadi anantarupam. Ekapasu rachayatum jagadanna koti. Yachakti rasti jagadanna chayajadantam. Annantarasam paramanushayam. Govindamadi purisham samangasya. This is the conception of all purpose. So, ekadeśa-sitasyāgne jyotsnā-viśārini jathā parasya-brahmana-śakti. So we should understand presence of God everywhere by His energy, parasya-brahmana-śakti, tathedam akilam jagat. There are many places in Bhagavad Gītā. It is also said, Atva bahunaitena kingyatena tabarjana vishtabhya aham idam kristam ekaṃsena sthito jagat. Ekaṃsena sthito. As Paramātmā, He is situated everywhere. Then Chaitanya Mahāprabhu says, Krishnaya sabhavik tin shakti parinati Chit-shakti, jiva-shakti, or maya-shakti. So everything is parasya-brahmana-shakti. Whatever we see, that is manifestation of the Supreme Lord's different energy. The example is the fire and the heat and light. That's all. Heat is the material energy, and light is the spiritual energy. Just like when you feel some heat, you can immediately understand there is some fire. And if there is light, you can immediately understand there is fire. The light we can see, and heat we can feel. By feeling or seeing, we can understand the existence of God everywhere. This is intelligence. Not that they challenge foolishly, can you show me God? I cannot see God, therefore, no, why cannot see God? You can feel the presence of God by heat and light. Light you can see. When there is sunshine, you can see both the light and the heat. So, as it is confirmed in the Vedic literature, we should appreciate the presence of God everywhere by His different energies, exactly like heat and light. So this energy of Krishna, He has got multi-energy. Natasya kājam karanam ca vidyate, natasya sama udikasya disyate, parāsa shakti vividaiva śrīyate, sābhāvdhiki jñāna balakriyāca. This is Vedic injunction. Natasya kājam karanam ca vidyate. Krishna, here He is playing on His flute, but His energies are working. Just like a big man, a big business magnate, he is sitting in his room, but His energy is working, big factory is going on. Large amount of profit is coming automatically. See, if it is possible for ordinary human being that is sitting in one place and still things are going on by management of his energy. So why not Krishna, the Supreme Lord? He is sitting in one Goloka eva nivasati akhilatmuhu to ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita bhi stabhi eva nijarupataya kalabhi Goloka eva nivasati akhilatmuhu. He is situated in his planet Golok Vrindavan. Still, his energies are going on. The material energies are working. This material world, Krishna says, maya dhapsena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Under his vigilance, now all the laws of material nature is going on. Exactly in time the sun is rising, the moon is rising, everything is going on. Minutely, very nicely. Parasya-sakti, sabhaviki jnana balakriya. It is going so nicely that Krishna hasn't got to learn how to do it. The machine is so perfect, it is going on perfectly. The flower is coming. By his energy, kunna-gandha prithivyancha, the special seed you sow on the ground, and a particular type of plant will come out, then rose will come out, a particular flavor will come out. Sabhaviki jnana balakriya. We do not see how Krishna's energies are working, but it is working. Don't think that it is automatically there was a chunk and there was no. Not like that. Everything. But his energy is so perfect. It's like if you want to paint one nice flower, you have to arrange so many things, color and the brass and the painting cloth, and you have to apply your energy. But still it will not come so perfect. But Krishna's energy are so perfect that we see automatically, but there is supervision of Krishna. There is no question of accident. Everything is supervised. But sabhaviki jnana balakriya. We have to do it with our hand to paint a picture of a nice rose flower. But in the nature, the flower is coming out, we see automatically, no, the Krishna's energy is working there. But it is going on so swiftly, so, accurately, that he hasn't got to exert his energy, but it is working automatically. Sabhaviti jnana balakriya cha. Whatever knowledge is required, if you have studied, you'll find in the petals of the flower, the color exactly is symmetrical, everything. Whatever color is required, it is coming out. We say automatically, no automatically. Sabhaviki jnana balakriya. The knowledge and the action of Krishna is so perfect, it is coming out. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Krishna is sabhavik, tinsu, sabhavik, natural, automatically, inconceivable. We cannot conceive that, how it is what. So, Krishna is sabhavik, tin shakti, parinati, chit shakti, jiva shakti, or maya shakti. So, there are many energies, and all the energies now aggregated, divided into three. One is chit shakti, the material, spiritual energy. Another is jiva shakti, the marginal energy. Jiva shakti, we are marginal energy. We are shakti, we are not shaktiman. We must always remember. Jiva bhuta mahabhayo, jayeda jhaya. Paraprakriti. Aparayam itastu vidhi me prakritim para. Jiva bhuta. Jiva is paraprakriti. It is prakriti, the other dhyabalakshana. It is not purusha. Purusha is enjoyed. And prakriti is enjoyed. predominated. Prakriti is predominated and God is predominated. So all these Shaktis are fully under control of the Supreme Personality of God. Maya dhapsena prakriti swate sacharat. In another place, sisti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti rita chai vajasam bhavanani vibhati durga jasacha icchanurupamapi jasacha cestate sa govindamadi purusham tama. Every shakti is working under his direction. That is Krishna. Krishna is Havavitin Shakti Parinati, Chit Shakti, Jiva Shakti, Aharamaya. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is the Acharya process. Acharya. Achinati, Shastra. One who knows the Shastra Artha, one who has assimilated the Shastra Artha, he is Acharya. So immediately he is giving evidence from Shastra. Vishnu Shakti Para Prokta Khetra Gnakya Tatha Para Avidya Karma Sanganya Tritiya Sukh Chaturishat. He has divided the whole energy of Krishna into three. Chit-shakti, jiva-shakti and maya-shakti. So the evidence is quoted from Shastra, Vishnu Puran, that Vishnu-shakti parapraktya. Originally, the Krishna's energy is chit-shakti. Chit-shakti means spiritual energy. Originally. Everything, just like the sun, and the sun sign originally shining. But when it is covered by cloud, it is not shining. Then within the cloud, the real sun sign is there. So this material energy means it is covered by ignorance. This is the difference between spiritual energy and material energy. There is no two energy. Energy is one. Vishnu Shakti Para Prokta. That is para, spiritual energy. Khetrajna kya tatha para. Khetrajna kya tatha para. Khetrajna means jiva shakti. One who knows khetra and khetrajna. This subject matter is dealt in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Khetra khetra gaya jnana. So when Arjuna inquired, khetra gaya, Krishna replied, idam shariram khetram iti abhidhiya. This body is khetra. And one who knows this body, it's like I say, it is my body. So I am khetra. So here the same khetrajna. Khetrajna kya tatha para. The jiva shakti, that is also spiritual. We are all spiritual. And this is our mistake, that I am thinking I am this body. This is ignorance. The whole world is going on under this ignorance, that I am this body. Jasyātva buddhi kunapeti dhātuke caiva gokhara. If we study this verse, that anyone who is under the conception of bodily conception, I am this body, then he is no better than the animal. Caiva gokhara. Go means cow and khara means ass. But this is going on. Behold, the so-called nationalism, nations. So what is this idea of nation? I am American. I am Indian. I am Hindustani, I am Pakistani. Bodily concept of it. But Shastra rejects immediately. If anyone is under the bodily conception of life, he is Saiva Gokhara. He is no better than any. This is the challenge of the Shastra. So all these so-called nationality, big nations, big races, caste, and so on, what is their position? The position is that all of them are animals, that's all. This is the verdict of it. Saiva Gokhara. Actually, this morning we are talking, one dog sees another dog. He is coming from another neighborhood. He immediately begins to bark. Immigration department. Why you are coming in this neighborhood? All right, you can stay here for 3 days. Then you must have to walk. The dog barking. So we have opened so many branches, but the basic principle is Saiva Gokhara. All of them are on the platform of animal concept. This is the modern civilization. India was never meant for that. Pandita Samadarshina. This high culture we have lost now. Pandita Samadarshina. They never distinguished Vidya Vinaya Sampanni, Brahmani, Gavihastani, Suniti, Sakapati. Because there is no bodily concept of life. This is India's prerogative. But now we are also developing the bodily concept of life and becoming one of the animals. There is no distinction. If one is bodily concept of life, he is no better than animal. It may be the dogs are fighting that I am dog and you are a different dog. If the man also fights on that same principle, then what is the difference between dog and man? So, this can be understood when actually Prahlad Maharaj was surprised when his teacher was teaching him how to deal with enemies. He was surprised, who is enemy? So a Vaishnava has no enemy. Vaishnava is friend. Patitanam pavanebhya. Vanchakalpatarubhastakripasindubhayavat. Patitanam pavanebhya. Vaishnavibhya namonu. Vaishnava is meant for delivering the patit, the fallen. Fallen means fallen in the bodily conception of God. That is patit. So, potitanam pavanebhya. Krishna's also business is to deliver these fools and rascals in the bodily concept of life. First pointing out that you are not this body. Then knowledge begins. Rather, what is knowledge? If one is under the bodily concept of life, he has no life. And he is parāsakti, but not aparāsakti. The aparāsakti, what is that aparāsakti? Na avidyā karma saṅgā anyā tṛtiyā sakti viṣyate. This material world means full of avidyā and karma saṅgā and working hard like hogs and dogs day and night. This is material. Material world means based on ignorance that I am this body and working day and night like hogs and dogs. That is material life. But human life, although we have got this material life, body, we should not be bewildered. Ahamkara vimuratma karta aham iti mannati. Ahankara, taking this body, the concept of ahankara, false ahankara, egotism. I am Indian, I am American, I am this, I am that. This is kalahamka. Vimuratma, kartaham, iti mannate, and the whole world is going. So, if we want to become out of this ignorance, then we have to take to Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, there is no possibility. And if we remain in ignorance, then we shall go on committing sinful activities and entangle ourselves in the karma chakra. Asannapi klesa dayasa deha. If you don't give up this ignorance, a bodily concept of life, and if you go on continuing this bodily concept of life, then we are becoming entangled in the laws of nature. Karmana daiva netrina jantar deha upavatti. And then we create another situation for another body. And another body means another period of suffering. This is going on. Asannapi klesade asade nasadumanne jatamātmanoya ātmā isacchidānanda. But on account of being bodily covered, encased in this body, we are suffering. We are suffering. Therefore Krishna says that Tāgatitikkasa Bharata. Bharata was the son of Bharata dynasty, Bharata. So, in the material world, the suffering is there. But what is that suffering? Mātrāsparśāsya kōntiya su cītasna sukhadukkada. Then, on account of this body, now, in this season, we are feeling heat, therefore the fan is there. Another season, the body is the same, but season has changed. Therefore, I have to cover with hot coat and so this feeling of heat and cold is due to this body. And what is this body? This material body. Therefore, all our feelings of happiness and distress, it is due to this body. That we do not know. Therefore, the best solution of miserable condition of life is to stop this material body. Then you become spiritually situated and there is no more contradiction. Matras for sastra kaunthiya sitasna sukhadukkada. Agama paina nitya tang sitikha sabha. That is advice. We have to do our own business, self-realization. There is tapasya. Tapo dibbanga putra kajena suddhita satya. Existence, to purify the existence, we have to practice tapasya. Not running like cats and dogs here and there. This will not make solution of life. Human life is meant for tapo dibbanga putra kajena suddhita satya. Jasmad brahma sukhamana. This is the process. Mahasevādāramāhurvimukte. If you want to get out of this entanglement of a distress condition, a material body, then mahasevā, you associate with Mahatma and serve him. Mahasevādāramāhurvimukte. Tamadhyāram jyositāṁ saṁnisaṁgāṁ. And if you want to enjoy senses, then the path of darkness is there, tamadhyaram. Then you do not know where you are going. Today you are a human being, tomorrow after this body, you may become a plant, a tree, or something else. That is tamadhyaram. We are pushing through darkness, that we should not remain in darkness. Jyotirgama. Tamasīmā. Don't remain in darkness. Come to the light. So we have got so many books of knowledge giving us light, especially in this age, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Take advantage of this and come into the light and make your life successful. This is Krishna Consciousness Movement. Thank you very much.